from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Wagertainment info with BetQL Podcast on odyssey.com.
Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on KIKKAM Pasadena, KKHH HD3 Houston, 650 The Vet, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The day shuts down. The games light up. This is BetMGM Tonight with Brad Evans and Pat Boyle on Westwood One Sports.
Hello! Welcome on in to a Monday night edition of BetMGM Tonight here on Westwood One Sports. It's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. And we are brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. We're with you every Monday through Friday from 6 to 11 p.m. Eastern, and you can watch the show live on YouTube. Just search BetMGM Tonight and hit that subscribe button. You can watch the show live on Twitter at BetMGM Tonight, and you can listen to the program on the Westwood One Sports app, the Odyssey app, SiriusXM Channel 375, and hundreds of local affiliates throughout North America. Our talking text line to join the show, 310-840-4910. You could call or simply just text your thoughts on the show or any of the topics we dive into, 310-840-4910. Right off the top here, I got to give some love to the big cat. We're going to talk more about Game 2 on Friday night, and we'll get set for Game 3 of the NBA Finals coming up tonight. Also, an unbelievable weekend in the Stanley Cup Final. But first, speaking of Carl Anthony Towns, he's our Defensive Player of the Week, which is sponsored by Navy Federal Credit Union, proudly serving all branches of the armed services, veterans, and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Our members are the mission. And again, this week's Defensive Player of the Week is Carl Anthony Towns of my New York Knicks, who has averaged 9 defensive rebounds, 1 steal, and 1 block in the NBA Finals, helping the Knicks to a 2-0 series lead. Brad, I hope you had a great weekend, brother. Friday night was unbelievable. PJ filling in for you. We were watching the game as we were doing the show and watching the Spurs jump out to an early 12-point lead. I said, all right, well, this was the response that I feared was coming. And not only did the Knicks catch him, they catch him before the half, and the Knicks were dominating that game in the third quarter. They go up by nearly 15 points. It's looking like it's a blowout. I think the Knicks are actually up by 14 midway through the fourth quarter. Then Carl Anthony Towns gets his fourth foul, which I thought was BS. Spurs make a miraculous comeback, but then in the final minute, Wemby throws the ball off Stephon Castle's back. Then he bricks the game-winning shot. Jalen Brunson's one free throw with less than 15 seconds to go, the game winner. The Knicks have a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals. Coming back to the Garden tonight, and Brad, we got a lot to talk about from Game 2, but I couldn't help escape the news around Game 3 regarding the president and regarding his visit to the Madison Square Garden tonight, because it has caused absolute bedlam. It's caused an absolute, it's just a giant pain in the, you know, forget about me. Forget about us with the mics in front of our faces. Why don't we just quote Spurs point guard De'Aaron Fox with Donald Trump getting set to attend Game 3 tonight. De'Aaron Fox said, quote, "The president being here just makes it an inconvenience for everyone else. You got security issues, a minimum 2-hour early requirement from Secret Service. Tickets, I mean, the one good thing, if you're looking for a last-minute opportunity to buy a ticket for Game 3 and you watch the prices get cut in half, from $10,000 on the secondary market, now they're just north of $4,000 due to increased security and wait times. So you've got a watch party that got canceled, the huge watch party that goes on outside Madison Square Garden, which they were probably planning on doing for Game 3. But now that the president's here, they build a giant barricade outside of MSG. No watch party, increased security. It's a nightmare. This is a pain in the ass. And as a Knicks fan, I just hope that Brunson, Cat, Josh Hart, and the rest of the Knicks have been able to block out all this BS, all this outside noise, all these distractions. Because to be honest, I was never going to the game. We're doing a show. Obviously, I'm not going to be in the city. I don't really care about the increased security. The only thing I care about is if it somehow affects or distracts my New York Knicks. And if they lose this game tonight, I'm going to be pissed. And I already got my scapegoat planned.
Yeah, that's understandable. I think you and maybe tens of thousands of fans have that scapegoat ready on cue and ready to fire off all of the vitriol in the process. Yeah, man, it just it screams of selfishness is the best way to put it. The president could be a diehard New York Knicks fan. I have no idea what is coursing through his brain on a regular basis, let alone where his fandom lies with his hometown, and that being New York City. He's a friend of the owner in Dolan. He's going to be sitting in the suite. There was, some speculation. Is he going to be front and center on the floor? That would have caused additional level of headaches. It would have seemed near to impossible to play a basketball game with a sitting president on the floor of, that contest, given all the security ramifications around it. But he's going to be up in a very cushy and comfortable and safe environment. But yeah, you're right. This does distract from the ball on the court and the pent-up frustration and anger this entire organization and city has had regarding their beloved New York Knicks. I mean, it's been since, 1973, since the last title was hoisted in the Big Apple. So they've been waiting on plenty of pins and needles to finally release. And now you get this curveball. You're up 2-0, which is really a surprise to me. Again, I had San Antonio in 7. And the fact that New York's right now, the Knicks are playing with house money in their own hometown, in their home building inside MSG. They want the greatest tactical advantage they could possibly have. Now, maybe that will be the case. And the president and his presence being there won't be a bit of a distraction once people are able to get in safely inside. But if you've been tracking on social media, and you and I, we work in the media, are friends with a lot of people that work in the following the NBA, maybe work in the league, and there is a 4-hour wait time. 4 hours it's been for media members outside, and the line I saw stretches around the barricades that are there. It's like a city block long, and that's just for the media members, and that's right now. So we're several hours before tip-off, and it's not even the common fans that are going to be rocking and rolling in MSG. Pat, I think it'll be maybe a stretch this bad boy starts remotely on time. The president also attended a golf tournament earlier this season, and it started 30 minutes later as a result of the security measures that were implemented. So, yeah, man, it is a massive distraction. It is a headache in the most concentrated population on North America. They're right in smack dab middle in Manhattan. The president just could watch the game at home and root on his supposed beloved team and the creature comforts of the White House. Why? And I know Dolan extended the invite. Why do you got to show up and make it about really yourself and not the Knicks fans, which you claim to be, who have waited for decades, for over 50 years to win a title, and they're on the cusp of doing exactly that. It's mind-blowing, and hopefully, for your sake, my man, it will not be the ultimate distraction.
Yeah, I mean, look, you mentioned the golf out. How about last year? My neck of the woods, the U.S. Open, tennis, the final between Alcaraz and Sinner got delayed 40 minutes. 40 minutes! And you had thousands of empty seats outside. People were chanting outside Arthur Ashe Stadium, "Let us in, let us in." You had thousands of empty seats that people paid tickets for. People paid money. You imagine if that happens tonight, people stuck in line because they think that, like some people can't afford to get there 2 hours before tip-off. Some people get there 45 minutes before tip-off. And if they're stuck in line because of the, I get it, right? I get it. The increased security measures, but as much as I get it, like, he probably shouldn't be here. He probably shouldn't be at the game. Like, watch it from the White House. I don't care how big of a Knicks fan he is. I'll tell you this much, Brad. He wasn't there last year. Wasn't there last year when they lost to the conference finals. So what, only shows up and they make it to the finals? Again, I don't give a damn about anything politically wise, where you lean politically. It has nothing to do with it. This is now something that's affecting the fan experience. It's happened before. And if you don't think it's going to happen tonight, if there's somebody that, let's say they get off work at 5:30 p.m. and they have to take a subway, and no matter what, the earliest they can get to the Garden is 7:45, which is supposed to be about 45 minutes before tip-off, normally an hour, and they get stuck in line for an hour and a half because of the increased security measures, and they pay $10,000 for a ticket, maybe $20,000 if you're bringing your significant other, maybe $40,000 if you really got it like that and you're bringing your family of four, and you have to miss the entire first quarter because the president's at the game and they got increased security. I would lose my freaking mind. I would lose my mind. And I got another thing, Brad, you know, because if James Dolan thinks that, who, by the way, has somehow managed to go from being like the most hated person in the entire Knicks organization to like now the spotlight's off him. You know, we had Charles Oakley on the show, and I think a lot of people even start to like, you know, James Dolan is like has gotten sympathy for how much Charles Oakley has gone on trashing everybody, the fans, the team. Don't get me wrong. We had, you know, an interview where he came on the show and we heard many things that got said for the first time. And then people like Rachel Nichols are trying to play him off as their own quotes. And, you know, the commissioner, Adam Silver, Michael Jordan. Oh, per Rachel Nichols, sources say that there was a no, Charles Oakley said it on our show. But anyway, the whole thing being with James Dolan, you know, again, he has managed to get a lot of hate off his shoulders. Do not treat Knicks fans and NBA fans like we're idiots, because we are not. And so I got a kick out of an MSG spokesperson who sent a statement to media outlets saying, quote, the permit for the Plaza 33 Game 3 watch party was denied by the city's permitting office in consultation with the NYPD. However, the White House will confirm that this is not about the president. We understand NYPD Commissioner Tisch is planning additional street closures around Madison Square Garden, end quote. And then how about this? NYPD put out a statement, quote, there will be no watch parties outside of Madison Square Garden for Game 3 only. This was done fully in coordination with the Secret Service because of the presidential visit. We expect watch parties at Madison Square Garden to resume for Game 4. So MSG, a.k.a. James Dolan, put out a statement. Oh, this has nothing to do with the president. We couldn't get a permit for a watch party that we've been having every game during the playoffs. And then NYPD says, no, this is like actually the only reason because of the presidential visit. So just don't treat people like they're fools and like they're idiots. James Dolan has actually managed to get the hate off his spotlight and get the hate off his back. You do something like this, it's so stupid. You've now cost thousands of fans an opportunity to come out and gather outside of the Garden, which has been a huge thing for the city, and watch the game. And now they can't because the president wanted to come to the game.
Yeah, so many contradictions. Just be truthful. Be upfront with people and say, hey, you know, Secret Service, they have certain level of protocols, they have rules, they have regulations that they strictly follow, and understandably so. We have to abide by them because the president of the United States is going to be in attendance. That's all you had to say. You don't have to make up stuff to try to deflect and pin the blame on somebody else, because it is clear that, you know, people who have a working nose, the olfactory system is not broken in their domes. They could smell that heaping pile of BS from a mile away. And that's what we got right now. So, yeah, Dolan's not doing himself any favors, to say the least. And look, folks, it's not out of the realm possibility. This could happen again in Game 4. Well, let's say the Knicks go out and win tonight, and you know, they silence all the doubts, they alleviate all of the headaches and the pain that is endured pregame, and they go out and smash San Antonio. They're up 3-0, and they have an opportunity to close this sucker out. And again, hoist that hardware for the first time in 53 damn years, and the president's like, oh, I'm going to miss that. I got to be in Dolan's box yet again. Again, I'm a diehard Knicks fan. You're going to have these same headaches that are just going to continue to metastasize as a result. And the one thing that really pains me about this more than anything else are the watch parties, because it is an elite ticket to try to get. And there are a lot of people that just don't have the means to shell out that kind of coin, $1,000 to walk in the door at MSG and watch their beloveds in live and living color. But they could, you know, take the streets of Manhattan. You got all these watch parties that are, you know, built up as a result outside of MSG, and live in that moment. and you know, have that cathartic and sweet release if they do indeed not only win game three, but also the whole shebang in the end. Now that opportunity, at least tonight, is completely ruined and spoiled to forge those memories with themselves, with their families, their youngsters they may have with them. That, to me, is one of the biggest travesties of what is unfolding tonight right before our eyes in Manhattan. And I'm telling you, again, as a betting man, we're going to be damn lucky if this thing actually tips off remotely close to 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Well, I mean, again, the NBA is late all the time anyway. They say 8:30 p.m. listed game time. It don't tip till 8:45. I agree with you. I think we're lucky if this thing tips off by 9 p.m. Eastern tonight, which, and again, don't get me wrong, I love doing the show during the game and giving the in-game analysis and the live reaction and all that. But, Brad, selfishly speaking, all right, you know what? At the end of the day, I'm looking for a silver lining. They're going to be in the middle of third quarter by the time our show ends at 11 p.m. Eastern. I'll be able to watch the entire fourth when we're off the air and with these headphones out and the volume all the way up and downstairs on my nice big TV with my girlfriend next to me and my dog next to me on the other side. And there you go. So, you know what? I'm looking for a silver lining. I got it. But it's just a huge inconvenience. Let's actually get a quick phone call here right off the top. 310-840-4910. Before we get to that phone call, you are listening to BetMGM tonight with Pat Boyle, Brad Evans, and we're sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you could save at progressivecommercial.com. Again, Brad and I don't give a damn where you lean politically because we are not inserting any political opinions. But the fact that the president is attending this game tonight, it has caused a gigantic inconvenience for fans outside, fans that aren't even going to the game. They've canceled the watch party and the players. Because our producer, Brandon Combs, says in the show chat, players will be undergoing strict TSA like security screenings and they must bring minimal personal belongings into the arena. Unbelievable.
Jeez.
Unbelievable. Wow. So let's get to a phone call here. 310-840-4910. Chris is in Myrtle Beach. First up on BetMGM tonight. Chris is on line one. What's going on, Chris?
Yeah, so you guys keep hyping up about how exciting, how energetic it's going to be, the energy inside the building, all that stuff. If the president's a fan, he also waited 50 years for this. Why shouldn't he be able to join the party and experience it the way the fans experience it?
Yeah, Chris, appreciate the call because he's the president and because it brings massive security yellow tape that fans then have to go through. They're asking fans to get to the arena 2 hours ahead of time so they get into the arena on time. Tell me which other person that is going to any game then must inconvenience other folks that they have to show up 2 hours in advance or risk the start of the game. And if you think that's BS, literally, I gave the example last year, the U.S. Open in tennis, which is in New York City, but it's on Long Island, basically. It's like where Queens, it's right next to where the Mets play. And because, like, that's a pretty wide open area. And because of all the increased security measures, that match was delayed 40 minutes, and you had thousands of empty seats as the match was starting because people were going through the massive amounts of security measures that they implemented because the president was there. So I'm not saying that he can't. I'm saying that he shouldn't because he's gonna. But now it's inconvenienced thousands of fans, and I think that it's honestly just a waste of time and it's a distraction, Brad.
Yeah, exactly. And again, it's all about selfishness is all it is. You got to sit down for a moment and say to yourself, look, I may be a diehard fan of this franchise, but think about the, 10,000, 20,000 people that I'm going to be inconveniencing due to my presence there and the headache I may be able to cause the franchise that I supposedly am an enormous fan of and that I love. I would never put myself in that situation knowing that other people could suffer as a result. My team could potentially suffer as a result. So, he can make his decisions just like any other American that's out there. I just feel that he made the wrong choice in this instance because of all the baggage that is associated with him being boots on the ground there and all the people that have to jump hurdles just to get their butts into those seats that they paid, maybe tens of thousands of dollars to get that opportunity. That's the issue that I have more than anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, again, this is one thing. If this is a regular season game in January where tickets are, you know, even then at Madison Square Garden, you're paying, if you want a good seat, $2,000. People are paying. And I know that, oh, well, the celebrities, they give them out for free, or they auctioned off $1 million pair of celebrity tickets that is going to get donated. No, but like, let's not act like in the Garden, 20,000, that 10,000 are celebrities. There's maybe like 500, okay? People, and a lot of those people probably still pay up a lump sum of money at the beginning of the year every few months so that they can get guaranteed seats if they want them. There are thousands of people that, yes, make a lot more money than you and me and everybody else listening, but still are ponying up. If they're bringing one other person, if they're bringing their family, $50,000, $100,000, 100 grand to go to this game. If you're somebody that has a pretty high net worth and you're like, you know what, screw it, I've been saving up for years, why not? Once in a lifetime opportunity. And you got two kids that, let's say, are in high school or whatever, and you're planning on going into the city, and you get there at 7:30 p.m. thinking, all right, we're an hour before tip-off. Nope. Increased security measures. You now are going to miss the first quarter waiting in line. That's the inconvenience that we're talking about here. That is just absurdly dumb. All right, one more. We got a text here from an 832 number. Again, if you do want to text the show, we recommend you put your name and where you're from on the text so we can feature you. So this is just an 832 number. Listening to the beginning of the show, disagree with you guys on the president attending the basketball game. I haven't heard him making it about himself at all. I've heard his other media talking about it. Has he even mentioned it? Not sure. I don't really pay much attention. Just enjoy the game. I haven't really either, because I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to politics, but I don't know if he's been making it about himself. I just, again, the fact that he's going, we've read you all the facts, all the facts that there are to know in this story. They've canceled a watch party with NYPD directly saying it's because of the presidential visit. So that's thousands of people that can't go to the watch party that were excited to do that. And now you're making fans show up 2 hours in advance and go through a massive amount of security infrastructure and measures just so that they can get into the arena on time.
Yeah, it's the bottom line. I mean, that still screams selfishness. You got to sit down and show some empathy, right? That's all you got to do. Just weigh the pros and cons of you attending a game. And, you know, you could be the biggest fan, but again, with all the glaring inconveniences that you were causing and all the heartache that you're causing as a result, because some people may be denied entry because they didn't get there early enough, though they have tickets in hand. That is the downside. And I just don't think a certain, you know, high-standing individual thought that through. Instead, was thinking about himself and the invitation that Dolan extended. He could say yes, or he could say, "Hey, no thanks. I'm going to do that because this is all about New York. It's all about the Knicks. It's about the organization and the fans. I am a fan, but I'm going to stay at the White House and watch it conveniently from my creature comfort, so I don't inconvenience anybody." That's all that we're saying that the president had to do. He chose otherwise, and now we're seeing the repercussions as a result.
Yeah, and again, and I realize that most of the fans going to this game make way more money than the rest of us. There are still people. There are still fellow U.S. citizens like you and me. That's 95% right. Of the people going to this game tonight are not celebrities. Yes, they have a lot more money than us, but they're ponying up a ton of money, and now they're being majorly inconvenienced just because the president wanted to go to the game. Whether he's a fan or not, doesn't matter. He has every right to go to the game. He's going to go to the game. Just saying, it's now, we speak for the fans, or at least we try to. And now there's going to be 19,000 plus fans that are at a major inconvenience because of this. 310-840-4910 is the phone number to join the show. All right, we got a couple of more callers that want to weigh in on this. We'll do that, and we'll also give you our early preview of Game 3 tonight. Knicks and the Spurs. Do my Knicks go up 3-0? And we're talking about breaking the brooms out. Or does Wemby and the Spurs finally wake up and get on the board in the NBA Finals? We're talking about it when we come back. He's Brett Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. This is BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports.
Wow, wow, whoa. The Knicks are up 2-0. New York stole two games in San Antonio. The next two are in the Garden with a chance to sweep. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Westwood One Sports.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Hey, Albert, can you help us plan and budget for a bathroom renovation?
I certainly can. Let me review your finances.
Who are you talking to?
Albert, my AI financial assistant that I can access right in the app. It automates all things finance. Moves money, pays bills, creates personalized alerts, finds savings, and so much more.
Your bathroom renovation financial plan is ready. I found cash you can put aside, and to cover the rest, Albert can get you up to $10,000 fast.
Can you find contractors nearby within our budget?
Here's a list of contractors. Would you like help requesting a $10,000 loan for your bathroom renovation?
Yes!
Download the Albert app and use promo code MONEY to access Genius. Plus, get up to $10,000 for whatever you need. Just download the Albert app right now and use promo code MONEY to get up to $10,000. That's promo code MONEY.
So Ryan and I came to the decision to get life insurance when I was pregnant with our first son. He really wanted us to be taken care of if something happened to him. He provided for our family in life and also after his death. I think that would make him proud. Ethos makes it fast and easy to get life insurance. Apply in minutes and get same day coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we want you to know that if you need a positive sign toward achieving your goal of home ownership, this is it. Because even though today's housing market can seem discouraging, our Home Buyer's Choice Loan offers members down payment options as low as 0% with no required private mortgage insurance. Look for your sign today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval and eligibility requirements. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/zerodown.